about the ending there. So, how we doing? Wow. We're just flying by tonight. Holy cow. We've done an hour already. So, Michael, is there anything we need to talk about? Where are you, Michael?
Oh, I'm here. just we were talking about, I put the thing about the next week. There was a suggestion made last week about maybe people dressing up in funny shirts for St. Patrick's Day session next week, which sounds great fun. I'm wearing my sloth on rainbow llama corn shirt today. John is promoting this thing called Sober St. Patrick's Day. So the request is, if you're going to wear a funny shirt, please have it be one that doesn't promote drinking. St. Patrick's Day is a drinking holiday, so you can get creative with that. So anyway, it's optional. If anybody wants to do it, I'm going to do it, of course. Find your silliest St. Patrick's Day shirt, but leave the drinking cats and all that at home.
Yeah, I just I told Michael earlier today that my father and my grandfather never drank, either of them. And unfortunately, I drank enough for both of them in my teens. And I thought I was really having a good time, and I really wasn't. And so I'm not anti-drink, as you know, because some of you have seen me. I like a little scotch every once in a while, or maybe an odd beer here and there. But there is something offensive, I think, about Irish culture when you see all these crazy t-shirts with people puking all over the place and everything. So it's a little bit distasteful. And so I don't allow that kind of stuff. My house here is full of positive Irish things. And I do the best I can to be a positive influence on everybody. I'm not perfect. Believe you me, I know that. I make a lot of mistakes. But disparaging our culture and our people is not, hopefully not one of them, So that's all. I don't want it to seem like a lecture, but that's how I feel about it. So I love, if you've known me, you know that I love to dress up in weird haircuts and all that kind of stuff. So I'm all for that. I don't think I actually have a shirt. I might have to go out and buy a bloody shirt for next week, but I think it'll be fun. And so I'm looking forward to it, actually, doing the doing a session on St. Patrick's Day. I think it'll be a nice break from all the madness out there. If you have any special requests, I think we should definitely do St. Patrick's Day, the turn, next week, right? So if you don't know it, get the music for it. I'm sure we'll be fairly close to whatever.
Hey, John, why don't you have that be the tune you teach?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. It depends. If everybody knows it already, it's kind of a mute point. So give me an idea, I guess, through email. If you know it or don't know it, we could pick that tune. I'd be happy to do that. It's a great tune. It's got a little kind of interesting twist to it in the rhythm. Look, I'm open to anything here. I think you guys know me well enough now. We've been here just 21 weeks. So, I'm a creature of habit to some degree, good and bad. But, I don't think I change much from week to week. So, I'm all about feedback from you guys. And I'm not looking for people to blow smoke up my butt, but, just positive feedback or negative feedback, So, how you doing, Garth? All right. So we've got a nice group here, I think. We kind of leveled off here around the 70 mark with fairly steady repeats from people. So it's a nice group. So, all right, I was thinking about maybe doing... What was that? I don't know who that was. All right, so should we do... how about Merrily Kiss the Quaker? We'll have a bit of fun now, right? And the Dingle Regatta. So... Now, you got to remember, in the Dingle Regatta, we've all got to jump up and down, right? So, all right, don't forget that. That's all part of the deal. So... I I might even lilt. I do that a lot when I do that tune. And of course, you can lilt too, but I won't hear you. So, all right, let me go back to my front screen. Okay, so hold on a second. I need to adjust something here. Okay, sorry.